Hello, welcome to Del Tango al Tango. Today we have a special family show.
Yes, we do. Hi, I'm JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana, and we are here with Heather, JP's sister.
Hello.
How are you, Heather?
I'm good.
I'm so happy you're here visiting us in Studio Fiesta. Do you feel fiesta, festive?
I'm feeling very festive. I'm going to start dancing.
Yeah, we'll do some salsa and stuff, everything. Believe me, I have so many questions about JP. You have no idea.
Uh-oh.
I made like a list of like 50, but I chose 5.
So. Okay, 5.
Yeah, so I'm just going to start with the first one.
Okay.
So how was JP as a kid? Was he always, you know, trying to get all this attention and talking and...
Oh, you know, I didn't know him when he was really little because he's 8 years older than me. So he was just, I just know him as my big brother. So,
yeah,
he's always taking care of me and sort of, you know, doing big brother things, hanging me over the balcony and stuff.
That's right. Taking care of you. Can you delete the other part about hanging over the balcony?
Yeah, yeah. I heard that. Did he really hang you out of the balcony just like that?
Well, okay, so it was indoors and it was one flight of stairs. It wasn't quite a balcony.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like that bad Michael Jackson type, you know?
No, not quite.
And I never would have dropped her. I'm strong, not like Michael Jackson.
So did you guys fight it a lot when you were kids?
No, we didn't really fight because my mom, she has some really strong values about, you know, siblings taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, you know, you never know when you're gonna die. You only have one brother. You only have one sister. You better make up at the end of the day.
Wow, that's smart. I mean, it's a very dramatic way to put it, but it's smart. You know, you're like, I hate you. And they're like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Yes. I didn't want you to die.
Well, drama is a parenting tool in our family.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And also we got along. So, even to this day, we've always gotten along very well. So, there's no fighting.
That's great, really.
Shut up. Be quiet.
He's not really a bully, but sometimes he does torment me, you know, that big brother thing. He's like...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Last night, I said, oh, God, I wish I could just get a massage. And he says, ah, ding. That means little sister in our parents' native language. Bangasinan.
Okay, wait, hold on. Bangasinan, what is that?
Bangasinan, kuyang?
Bangasinan is the variety of Filipino that they speak in their hometown, which is called Santo Tomas. And Bangasinan is it's a language. It's an endangered language, so only my parents and their friends and the people in that province speak it. And young people aren't speaking it anymore. And we only know the bad words.
So all the stuff that I've been learning here at the office is that type of
thing. The bad words, the frustration words, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's very different than Tagalog.
It's different. The people can't understand each other. They're speaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to your story, Heather. So then...
Yeah, so okay. Ading means little sister. Kuyang means older brother.
Okay.
So he says... I'm like, Kuyang, I wish I could get a massage. And he says, Ading... I'll give you a massage. I'll give you a head-to-toe massage.
And then? That's nice.
Yeah. My head, his toe. I hate toes.
You did not do that.
It was a joke.
Your feet were by my head.
Of course I was not going to massage you. For goodness sakes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm happy you don't fight. That's nice. It's really nice. So anyway... You know, one thing I'm really surprised and amazed, and everybody here in the office is how he's so good with languages. You know, like if there's someone Italian comes in and she's like, oh, no, like speaking Italian and then Spanish, French, it's amazing, you know, he really. So was he from the beginning, I want to speak all these languages or did he just choose from the beginning, oh, I'm going to learn Spanish?
You know, we were both monolingual growing up because mm-hmm. our parents didn't teach us Tagalog. So I think maybe he's overcompensating.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. First the compliments and then the psychoanalysis. Thank you very much, ladies. I'm very excited by this podcast.
No, I'm serious. But did he start with Spanish or he chose another language?
No, he actually started with French.
Le français.
Ah,
le français. And I think just because it was the thing to do, or he's just being a follower.
Yeah, my friend was taking the class. And well, I thought he was. And so I was like, oh, okay, we'll take it together. I signed up for French. My friend signed up for Japanese or something.
So you end up in French.
In French class. Yes, but I was 1989 Foreign Language Department Student of the Year in Tumwater High School.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow. So yes. Then when you...
that was a joke, folks. I don't know if you thought that was funny, but it's true, but it's just kind of a dorky little
I don't think it's dorky at all.
Okay.
Really? Dark. Okay. No, he's not. Come on, kids. But no, seriously. So then why Spanish?
I wanted to learn Spanish from the beginning.
Okay.
I always wanted to learn Spanish. And because, you know, our name is Villanueva. And, you know, we had the Spanish in the Philippines for, what, 300 years?
Mm-hmm.
Same colony. So, of course, you know, we wanted to learn Spanish. My parents, when they speak their language, there's so much Spanish in their language that they're not aware of what words are Spanish and what words are not.
Okay.
Know? So, I mean, it just seemed like a natural thing to choose.
So it was not because of the ladies?
That was an added bonus.
Did you ever go out with a Latina?
I did. You never met her. Yeah, I did.
He just pointed to the sister, obviously.
Okay. I never met her. That's why she's gone.
Mm-hmm. She needs the approval of the sister. That's
all
true.
All right, yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, no, just, you know, actually went out with one Latina in grad school, but it was just, I mean, she was very nice, and it was just a couple dates.
So nationality?
Mexican.
Oh, my God.
And she was very beautiful. But it wasn't that serious. It wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you did practice your Spanish.
Sí.
That's good.
Simón.
Simón?
Mm-hmm. Cilantro.
Yeah, that's way too Mexican, Simón. But anyway.
Okay,
back to your life, JP.
Okay.
Heather, please tell us a funny story about JP.
Oh, well, you know, the funny stories are really all about our family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're kind of all crazy. Crazy in a good way.
Okay.
And sometimes crazy in a crazy way.
Yeah.
What story are you going to tell? The dinner table stories?
Yeah, dinner table stories.
All right.
So, okay, we're sitting around the dinner table and I'm telling some story and I get to the punchline and I was like...
She talks really fast. That's what it sounded like. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds. She was so excited. She's always, as a kid, she's always wanted to be the, you know, the storyteller and the joke teller. She's always wanted. She wasn't always successful, but.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, when she was.
Okay.
Anyway, she was telling the story.
And what was that noise? Okay.
Sorry.
Not noise, but what was that phrase you said?
Oh, I have no idea. But, you know, my mom is sitting there. Nobody reacts. And John looks at me.
She said, I think it's good. I thought I did not speak English.
Are you serious?
She speaks like four languages.
Yeah, my mom is very... And she's spoken English for longer than we have, right? Mm-hmm. But my sister just talks so fast.
She's like, blah, blah.
What was that? What was that noise? And mom says, oh, thanks God. That's the other thing. My cousin has always wondered about this. Why do we say thanks God? What is thanks God? When do we thank God?
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Oh, is it from the Mass? Latinos say it too. Thanks God. Thanks God.
Thanks God.
Yeah, in English.
Oh,
yeah,
that's you say not English?
Yeah, it's true. You say gracias Dios.
Gracias Dios. But you don't say it in English. Well, yeah. You say Filipinos and Latinos say thanks God.
Thanks God.
Thanks God.
I love the accent you make. It's funny.
That was the first English I spoke.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This was, I took, when I spoke English, I was like this. I was a little Filipino kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cute. No, it is cute.
Not so cute anymore.
Yeah. You're all grown up. So any other story, tell us, because I heard some, you know, that JP, he's very musical. Did he have any stories with music and, you know, singing? Because he's a great singer.
Yeah, he has a lot of rhythm.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Yeah, very, and really creative and musically very good with lyrics and composing. So I think to make himself sane, he came up with this one in grad school. It goes.
Crotch police. Crotch police.
Crotch police.
Crotch police. Dun, 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 dun.
Crotch police.
Crotch police. Or crotch police. What is it?
Crotch anyway. Police. Brought to you by
Johnson
Vaseline.
And Johnson or something like that. Okay, now the story behind that is that my friends and I were deciding, said, you know, we should have a show. We're so funny. We should have a show. You know, what's the name of our show? And we're like, I don't know. It's going to be Crotch Police. And so we'd be policing the crimes of crotches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's the end of the podcast.
How old were you?
Oh, I was 20-something.
Oh, my God.
That was last year, actually.
That is hilarious. Anyway, Heather, thanks so much to come into Studio Fiesta. It was great meeting you, and thanks for telling us all this stuff about JP.
Yep, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
If you want to ask my sister any questions, she'll answer your questions on our website at SpanishPod.com.
Yes, please.
I will.
Leave us your comments, and thank you for being here. And it's time for us to say...
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Hasta la próxima.